Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
So, did you have a good time with Andrew and Sam last night?
Yeah, it was good.
Where'd you go?
Barnacles.
Oh, and what time are they coming round today?
They're not.
They're not? Why?
Sam texted to say Andrew wasn't feeling too good.
Oh, has he got that bug?
No, I don't think so. Sam just said he wasn't feeling too well, but I think it was the drink.
Ah, I see. Oh, well, that's a real pity. I would really like to meet them.
Oh, well, maybe next time. If there is a next time.
Why do you say that?
Well, we sort of had a bit of an argument.
No. What about Penny? It wasn't about Harry, was it?
Yeah. But now I wish I'd never mentioned the blooming man.
Okay, what did you say?
I really wish I'd kept my mouth shut.
Penny, what did you say?
Well, it was awful. You see, Andrew was in Southampton on the night that Harry died.
So?
Well, remember, we'd all had quite a bit to drink. And I was only joking. But when he said that, I gave Sam a look.
What sort of look?
I don't know, but Andrew got really shirty and said I was accusing him of having something to do with Harry's death.
Oh, Penny. So is that why they're not coming round today?
I think so. I don't think he's ill. I think he's annoyed with me.
Well, I don't blame him. Have you said sorry?
No, not yet.
Well, I think you should. The poor chap comes down to see you and you accuse him of murder.
It wasn't that bad.
Well, you've obviously upset him. So phone him now. I mean it, Penny. You've got to say you're sorry.
Oh, that damn woman.
Oh, hello, Debbie. Do you want a tea?
No, I could do with something much stronger.
Well, we haven't got any of that, so come on. Sit down, I'll make you a cup of tea, and you can tell me what's wrong.
It's that Tina Long. I've just heard her gossiping to Claire about the computer crash.
Ah, that. Well, people are bound to talk about it.
But I emailed everyone not to discuss it at work. And there they were, openly talking about you, me, and even Michael.
I don't think Michael did it.
Jim, this is serious. They shouldn't be talking about other members of staff.
Well, we all do that.
Well, you shouldn't. Especially not on the shop floor.
Here you are. Now, be careful. It's very hot. Have you got it?
Ah, thanks. No, I'm always telling those two to get on with some work. All they seem to do is chat.
People love to gossip, Debbie. I don't, of course, but most people do.
Well, I don't listen to gossip. I'm just not interested.
I bet you'd want to know who Michael thinks did crash the computers.
Go on then, tell me. Who was it?
I don't know. I thought you said you didn't listen to gossip.
Amy, what do you think if we move those slippers and put these there instead?
Yeah, it would look all right, but is there enough space?
Yeah, I think so. Tina said Debbie's in a right mood today, so let's get on with it. I don't want her moaning at us.
Isn't she always?
No, not always, be fair. She's obviously worried about something. You know what she's like.
Well, why don't you ask her?
Well, I haven't had the chance. I was in household all morning, and you know, I didn't even have time for a coffee.
Oh, I was with Jim. He's such a nosy so-and-so.
Oh, what's he been asking?
He kept on about the cafe. Was I going to stay there, or do I prefer it here?
Oh, and what did you tell him?
I said I liked both jobs, and I had no plans to leave here.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
Yes, but the thing is, I am thinking of leaving here.
Oh, what? And working for your mum full time?
Yeah, the cafe is always really busy, and she's right. She does need three staff on every day.
So what does Millie do?
Oh, she's always in the kitchen. She doesn't want to talk to the customers.
So are you sure you want to leave here?
I think I've got to.
Amy, you haven't got to do anything. I thought you said you didn't want to work with your mum full time.
Well, I didn't. The thing is, the cafe is so busy, I feel like I should.
Well, it's up to you, but I'm not convinced that you really want to.
Oh, I just don't know what to do.
Why doesn't Helen get someone else in to cover the days you're here?
Oh, I've suggested that, but she doesn't want someone else. She wants me.
Well, it's up to you.
I think I'll give it another week and see how I feel then.
Connie, did I tell you that Amy will be going full-time soon?
No, you didn't. Oh, that is good news. When will it happen?
I think she's going to do this week at the shop and then leave.
good, because we do need someone.
I know. Oh, now, before I forget, next Tuesday I'm having a new dishwasher delivered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's much bigger and better than the one we've got now.
Okay. Does Millie know?
Oh, no. I'd better go and tell her, hadn't I? You okay for a minute?
Yep. If I need you, I'll come and get you.
Okay, won't be a sec. Millie should be pleased, as it'll make her life much easier.
Jim, Nick Patterson, what's he like?
Yeah, he's okay. Why?
Well, he's still on about coming back to the island to see what's going on.
Well, things are okay now. I don't see why he needs to.
Well, he's not happy about what Tom said, that a member of staff had crashed the computers.
But that's not been proved.
No, but even so, he is concerned that someone that works here may be responsible.
Ah, I see.
So, I think he feels that he would know more about what's going on if he was actually here.
Well, I can understand that, but to be honest, what can he do? He's not going to catch them, is he?
No.
So what's the point of him coming to the island?
He's thinking of having new contracts for everyone.
What?
Yep.
Do you mean some of us might lose our jobs?
Jim, I don't know what he's going to do.